Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe. Hey there, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. I'm Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm so excited for our time together and for this amazing show that we're going to create together. The theme of this week is the magic of play. So that's a really, really powerful and fun topic to talk about. But right now, let's open up the show by setting a powerful intention. So the intention of today is for us to open ourselves to the energy of fun and play the way we used to as kids. So just really opening up ourselves to that energy once again, the way we used to. I remember for me, I used to play kickball in the yard, and I'm just like, why haven't I played kickball in, 20 years? So it's really a good thing to kind of reopen those energies of fun and play. So I'm setting that intention for all of us to reconnect with that. So as you know, I always kind of like to share what I'm going through, because I know that if I'm going through it, maybe someone else is going through it or they've gone through it. And right now, I don't know about you, but there's just a lot of excitement in the air. Energetically, especially for those of us who are intuitive or very sensitive, in a way that is energy sensitive, I should say. There's a lot of energy of excitement in the air, and it can be a little overwhelming, but at the same time, making sure to ground. So for me, the way I ground is I connect with nature. I make sure that I can find some kind of soil or grass, where I can just sit on or lay on or really just be present with that. Also, other ways of grounding for me are to exercise and just really allow myself to be in the present physically, so that, sometimes it can get a little overwhelming and our mind wanders and goes into the clouds, you could say, but really getting back into the body, back into the present through, exercise, movement, and connecting with nature have really been powerful for me. And so if you're going through that as well, and if you have a specific technique that you use to ground, please email it to me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com so I can share that on the air. So let's get right into our gratitude now. So my gratitude today is that I am grateful for having amazing parents who love and support me unconditionally. I really am. I'm sure my mom's listening right now. I am so grateful because, I don't know, I think it's just, I'm so lucky. I feel so blessed because my mom is, especially my mom, she's just so open, and I know how much of a gift that is because, there are a lot of times our parents could have a struggle with that. So thank you so much, Mom, for just being there and loving me and supporting me unconditionally. All right, and what are you grateful for today? Just take one moment right now and affirm out loud your gratitude. Because when you share it out loud, it just really puts it out there in a much more effective and real way. So go ahead and do that right now. I'm grateful for the birds. I'm sure you can hear them. There's birds in the background. Okay, so while you're saying your gratitude out loud, Madison in Idaho is grateful that it's summer and that he can be outside in nature more. Yeah, I definitely second that. And Lisa in Illinois is grateful for this radio show, which gives her new insights leading to expansion. Thank you, Lisa. I'm so grateful that you're tuning in. Big, big heartfelt gratitude. And again, if you have a gratitude that you would like for me to share on the air, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And again, you know, by sharing your gratitude, you're blessing us with your gratitude, and you're also blessing yourself, because as you share your gratitude, you expand on it. So again, when you put your gratitude out there, the universe is going to bless you with more to be grateful for.
So let's get started with today's Hot Topics Roundtable. Joining me today are two extraordinary women who will be chatting with me about the importance of adding more play in our lives. So our first guest is renowned speaker and author Jenny Ward, and our other guest is artist and all-around magical lady Rose Russo. So a big welcome, a big heartfelt welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's
so
nice to be here.
I'm so excited to have you guys, and today's topic is all about play and just really the importance of play. You know, we can sometimes as adults, we can really get caught up in work and we can be a little bit too serious. So I couldn't have thought of, like I shared with you guys earlier, two better people on this planet just to share and play and talk about the energy and importance of play. So the first question is basically, just in your opinion, let's start with Jenny. In your opinion, how important is it to connect with the energy of fun and play, especially as an adult?
Wow. I mean, I feel that it's definitely something that is a catalyst for overall health and just reclaiming your curiosity and being open to not knowing everything and, you know, not laughing at yourself when you fall down or make a mistake. And, you know, it's essential to continue to harness that curiosity, because it is there where we learn more about ourselves, and that helps more with creating more imagination, more connection with other people, and definitely more connection with our own barometer mm-hmm. of what works and what doesn't work, what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and really beginning to trust ourselves more. And play is such a magical way to continue to evolve and to learn what is ours as opposed to what was given to us. And I do feel like that's important as an adult, because we have a tendency to think, well, this is who I am. And, you know, we live more from a straight and narrow, robotic, really kind of scared to step outside or think we need to know everything that's going on. And when I feel play is really about understanding, we live in unknowns every moment. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. I love that. And I wanted to, I love your laugh, it's beautiful. And so one thing that really stuck out to me, you just mentioned it's very healing and it just really for good health. So could you expand just specifically a little bit on that, and then I will get to you, Rose, about that.
Yeah, I definitely, I've been practicing and teaching yoga for many years, and I just recently, the last 4 or 5 years, started teaching to children. And it was then when I realized that true health, in the purest of form, is letting your body explore without thinking it has to be perfect. And that is really when we can move our body and breath and, you know, be in the simplest form of understanding the body's rhythm, understanding if you're flexible and what that feels like, and understanding deep breaths, and also, you know, when you take yourself a bit less seriously, mm-hmm. I believe that you're more out to let things release than to carry.
Yes.
You know, and carrying, my belief system is when you carry a lot of that, it sort of stays within your body, it stays within your field, mm-hmm. and we carry that baggage, whereas when we can release and let it go and sort of shift our perspective like children do, it's like, well, I feel sad, and then it's over, you know, and next. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't like that pose, next. Mm-hmm. They don't carry anything with them, and that's, to me, overall health. They're free.
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, a lot of people, they hold things, you know, in their stomach, they hold them in their, yeah. maybe in their heart space. So that totally makes sense. That's an amazing insight. So, and Rose, I just wanted to kind of expand on that for you as well. How important is it to connect with the energy of fun and play for you?
Wow, it's for me, it's so important. It's my entire world. And Jenny, that was amazing. I'm totally with you on everything you said there. That's amazing. For me, it's definitely the most important thing as adults, as being adults as such, we're taught and encouraged to be so mature all the time and that we need to be grown-ups and set examples and be responsible. And there are so many things put onto us as adults as such. And by inviting more play and more fun and more magic into our worlds, it completely changes the dynamics of how we live and how present we are with each moment and how we enjoy every single moment of our lives rather than living 10 years ahead of us or 5 minutes ahead of us. When you look at a child, like you were saying, Jenny, they're always present. They're sad and then they're over it. Something upsets them and it's gone. They feel hungry, they eat, it's gone. It's a constant moving, it's a constant flow and by inviting that magic and that the magic of play and the energy of play into our worlds, it creates this flow and it releases all the blocks or a lot of the blocks that we have of getting to places that we feel we need to get to or are desiring to get to, and it actually creates that flow to actually get there without effortlessly doing so. I think it's wonderful.
I love it, and you know, the one word that just keeps sticking out to me is magical. You know, it's just, it really is. I know a lot of us might have different projections of what that word is, but it really is. Play moves you into a space of experiencing more magic and just the wonder like the child does, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's like it's a whole imagination. It's a magical world. It's when you play, it's anything's possible. You know what I mean? You're really letting go of all the limitations or any limitations when you play. Think of a child who, you know, they play mums and dads or, you know, they have their little games that they play and their little worlds that they escape to and they create a world within a world within a world and it's kind of limitless and there is no limitations, therefore they're always present and they're always in a general flow of whatever's happening in that present moment.
It's
beautiful.
And isn't it amazing that just the idea, you know how like a lot of people work with the law of attraction to try to make, you know, experience more, whether it's better relationships, health, financial, and just all of that. And the secret, like you said, really play kind of opens us up to just that infinite flow. And so who would have thought that in order to attract more of those things that maybe we desire to experience, we can do that through play. So isn't that an amazing concept?
Yeah,
definitely. It is.
And you know what? I really honestly couldn't think of anything better to make my heart sing than to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is always just so much fun to invite all that magic in. Why wouldn't you want to?
Right.
You know, why wouldn't you want to create your world around playing? It's fun.
Absolutely. So I wanted to kind of ask you, let's start with Jenny for this one. From your perspective, why do you think so many adults have closed themselves off to the wonder and magic of their inner child and that energy of play? And then just also, I'd like to ask you what, you know, for someone who maybe is like, oh, play, what is that? What is it? Can you kind of explain what that is if, as an adult, like how we can tap into it?
Yes. Well, I do believe that there's many reasons, and I think it's all very individual why we lose touch with that magic and that curiosity. And my observation in working with people and even watching my own daughter, who's five, who's now sort of beginning to lose touch with it because she's getting told that she has to be a particular way, you know, either in school, like you have to raise your hand or, you know, this is right, this is wrong, or this is sharing, this is fair. You know, she's learning the dichotomy.
Oh.
And I do believe that especially we're so scared of not being in control. And I completely get that because there are moments in my life to this day where I just want to know. and I just want to be in charge. And I do believe that outweighs trust. And I do believe living in curiosity and magic involves a heck of a lot of trust, because it's kind of like jumping off and trusting that you will be guided and you'll flow, and then trusting your next playmate, and then that playmate leads you to the next adventure. And you know, and I think it's easier for people to think they're more in control, and you know, controlling is labels. I am this, and then I go here, and I can, you know. Do I think that's working? No. And do I feel like we're beginning to understand that that's not working? Yes. But it's just sort of shifting back and allowing ourselves one step at a time to explore a new, finding our balance. I think we're out of balance, actually.
And yeah, I wanted to say, wouldn't it be amazing if the schools would teach the kids that they can, instead of being having to control, that they can create? So literally it's like, you know, almost this kind of a similar energy, in, except for one, it's more about freedom, love, joy, whatever, just expression. And then the other one, control, usually to me, just from my perspective, has a little bit of like limitation and fear and things instilled into it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
It's just shifting our dialogue. I mean, that could be it's a simpler way of starting, you know. Or, you know, when someone falls down, it's like, oh, I'm having a droppy day, as opposed to, I just fell down and now, you know, and then you carry it, and you know, it's really just sort of lightening up on things that we decide to make big deals. So, hey, you want to use a crayon instead of a pencil? Cool. I mean, it's really fantastic. You know.
I love it.
It's just giving ourselves permission to not think that we have to be so much in charge as people, as children, because we're not.
And, you know, that's interesting, because I know Rose mentioned something about being responsible earlier, and just really, you know, we were given these roles that, oh, we have to be responsible for this, and all these things that are kind of put on us. So by moving into this energy of play, we kind of lighten the load. And it doesn't mean we're irresponsible. It means, you know, we just have, you know, we don't sweat the small stuff anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, so, and then Rose, I wanted to ask you the same question. So from your perspective, if you want to add anything to what Jenny was saying, how do you feel we can reconnect with our inner child and give ourselves permission to have more fun and play again?
There are so many ways, but the best way for me, from my perspective, is doing all the things you absolutely love to do. Without question. You know, if we all made things, room in our lives for the things that really, really make our hearts sing, even the small things, is there something that you've always wanted to do, be it, you know, what did you love to do when you were a child? Did you used to love to go outside and play in the garden and make mud pies with the dirt, or did you like to spin around in circles, or is there something that, you know, you really aspire to, or that you, you know, just feeling, saying yes and filling your world with things that you absolutely love. And it doesn't necessarily have to be anything as small or as simple, or it can be as small or as simple as that. It can be anything that your heart desires, but by working towards it and by saying yes and by choosing to do things, even small things in your world that you absolutely love to do, that make your heart sing, you then create room in your life for more of those things. And by creating room in your life for more of those things, you create a flow of energy, and it's a flow of playfulness, yeah?
Right.
So from my perspective, you know, it's taking those small steps, like you were saying, Jenny. It's taking those small steps to begin with, if that's what you feel like. And you know what? It sometimes can be a little hard to trust, but you kind of just, there's some moments in my world where I just hold out my arms and I'm like, yes, okay, let's
show me.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just run with that. I'm so trusting right now. Woo!
Yes, yes. Sometimes, we just got to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes in the same breath, I get a little hesitant and I sort of edge towards that a little bit, but I end off just running with it half the time. And from my experience, when I've done that, when I've just let go of all of the limiting beliefs, or even if it's just a split moment, if you can feel that feeling and go back to feeling that absolute feeling of being an inner child and having that freedom and the possibility of anything being possible, when you feel that, that's what you create and that's what you attract. And I think you brought it up just before as well, Emmanuel, saying that, you know, that this is what we create in our worlds. This is a way of creating the things that we desire. Who would have thought? It's going back to playing and going back to having that imagination and giving ourselves the permission to go back to that and to feel that and not to be so serious and definitely not to set the small stuff.
Did we just find the secret?
Yeah, I think we did.
I love it. And it is. It's so funny. It sounds like, you know, we search, especially, you know, a lot of, you know, when we open up to the more spiritual teachings and things, and, you know, there are a lot of amazing concepts like gratitude and service and things that I absolutely love, which I include in part of my fun and play. But just really seeing how simple it is, just going back to the basics, that's kind of what I'm hearing when you're sharing, Rose and Jenny.
That's definitely, you know, one rule, the only rule that I have in my world is only do things that make my heart sing, you know, because why would I, you know, there is no reason for me to do anything else.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Yeah, and for those, you know, who have been very, who've forgotten it, you know, and who have maybe they're in the corporate world right now, they're working, they think that, you know, they have to always be serious and focused. So to them, I would say being intentional, you know, each day a small thing, like Rose was just saying, adding something that makes your heart sing, whether it's having a cup of tea or going playing in the mud or just going around in circle, you know, how you used to when you were a kid, and really being intentional with it, because I know that we have to almost reteach ourselves to go into that space, and then eventually it will become second nature where you don't even have to think about it.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And it's all about, you know, taking that time when you're sitting down and having that cup of tea that you're really, really loving and really enjoying. Mm-hmm. It's definitely about being in that moment and really actually acknowledging how much you're enjoying that tea and how much that's making your heart sing, even if it's something so simple and small, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, just talking to you both is just making my heart sing right now. You know, I'm just so feeling connected. So thank you. So, Jenny, I want to actually ask you about, because you had mentioned something about imagination. So I'd like for you to expand on that. Do you feel our imagination, well, you do, but how do you feel that it plays a role in reconnecting with the energy of fun and play?
It's interesting. You were just mentioning corporate, and that's a lot of my clientele is corporations, and imagination is essential in the corporate setting, and they know that. So I have witnessed, you know, I had my own belief system around corporate. But the truth is, they taught me quite a lot about, you know, different ways to play and how to get into a room. And the first, I feel like they say the first rule, and this is what I learned too, the rule or the guideline is there's nothing wrong. There's no wrong. And it's interesting because you'd be like, well, duh. But then I was like, wow, when they said that, like, I felt completely free. Mm. And it's interesting, you know, it's amazing how simple it can be. It's like, oh, there's no wrong. Oh, okay. And it's like first we have to give ourselves permission in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it is a small step, but a very important one, because we can be like, okay, I'm going to be in my imagination, and we can sort of force it. But there's all these rules that have been implemented. So it's really about, okay, you know, what makes me feel good? Oh, there's no wrong answer. It's like, oh, well, makes me feel good is like 100 things of Dove chocolate bars in a bathtub in Hawaii. You know?
Yes.
And then there's nothing wrong. It doesn't matter. And just keep saying it or keep writing it. And this is what they do in some of these corporate settings now is they get into a room and they call it brainstorming, but I call it heartstorming. It's really imagination. Like, what can we create? What would it look like? How would it be? And there's no wrong. Even if they can't create it, what happens is these are how these products get born. It's through imagination. And it's not about intellect. It's about vision and visionary. And it's really truly what you said. It's like there is nothing that's impossible. Anything is possible. And I do feel that when, for me, imagination is very important in moments of stress and in moments of stuckness. Is when I really like harness my imagination to begin to elevate where I'm at. So if I can't pay my mortgage or I'm in a very bad relationship or these are realistic things that people live in, or they working 9 to 8 and not, can we begin to imagine how else we'd like our life to be? And that for me, I'm finding in my work is really what resonates with my heart, because I do believe in the power of resonating with your feelings and getting out of stuckness and using your imagination that you had as a child to elevate and trust and begin to see yourself in a different light. And it feels so much better. So I'm playing around with that kind of idea personally. It's like imagination is really powerful. It's a very creative force in our life, and especially when you feel like you don't know any other way. And so that's when it's absolutely essential to harness it in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own soul, to imagine where you want to be. So,
that's my take
on imagination.
And, it just makes me think when you were sharing with me the heart, what was that, the heart visioning or... the heartstorm instead of the brainstorm. Yes, I love that. And it really stuck out to me, because to me, that's kind of what even all of those inventors hundreds of years ago, they used to do. They used to bring through imagination from the invisible to the visible, and they probably were able to connect with that part of their imagination and the wonder that they've always had as kids. They never conformed. They never, even the artists like, Michelangelo, all those people, they had that thing where they completely kept that open, and, look at what happened,
Yeah.
So, and well, I'm sure, Rose, I just want to get your perspective on that as well, just about imagination and what role it plays from your perspective in reconnecting with our energy of fun and play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what you were saying, Danny, was definitely right on for me. Continuing on with that, it's you were saying about, how we've got a mortgage and things like that, the everyday things that really stress us out and that we sort of focus on, and we feel a little bit stuck, it sort of limits us a little bit. We always, our stresses are built on and on and on from each other, from saying, I've got a mortgage, and what if I can't afford to pay for my house? And what if I can't afford to feed my kids? And then what if I can't, what if I can't afford to drive to work? Or what if I lose my job? Or what if?
Mm-hmm.
Where the imagination steps in is, well, what if I could pay my mortgage? Mm-hmm. And what if I did have enough money to feed my kids? And what if I did have a brilliant car? And what if I did have a brilliant purple car with pink sparkles on it, and it had
a wings? I love
what
it.
What if I could fly? And what if, So it's it's basically, we're creating a space in our world to say, well, what if we can have all the things that we want? And what if we can have just the simple things that we want, just to keep building and building and building and creating in a more positive direction, and using our imagination to create whatever that whatever world we want in a more positive direction rather than in a negative one, and stepping into the positive and the fun and the magic rather than more so stepping into the fear and, mm-hmm. and routine and what's sort of socially acceptable or accepted in society these days. So, mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
Well, I want to ask you, since we're speaking about this, Rose, is that, you know, some people may say, oh, well, I don't really know how to use my imagination, or they've kind of shut it off. And I know a lot of people that I work with or clients and things, and we almost have to re-show them how to do it. But for those who are or who have shut off their imagination or who have thought they have, what are some ways that they could reawaken it?
My most favorite way of using my imagination is daydreaming. I love it.
Mm.
It's when you get that stare and you can't move and you're sort of off in another little world.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, me both. That's my most favorite way, and it's the simplest way. It's, you know, when you're sitting at your computer desk looking out the window, kind of wishing or hoping that you're in some other space and time, and your mind just teeters off into some other little world. That is simply using your imagination effortlessly. Mm-hmm. Dreaming when we're asleep, that's using our imagination. Meditation, mm-hmm. that's using our imagination. By getting a box of crayons and a piece of paper on your lunch break for no good reason, and just drawing a little stick figure with a little sun in the corner and mm-hmm. a little tree on the side, and this is my mom, this is my dad. That is simply using your imagination. Little things, it's, you know, for me it's really about remembering what I used to do when I was a little girl, and how I used to play when I was a little girl. Those moments that really make you smile when you think back to your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, it would be playing mothers and fathers with all my cousins, and we'd have this big family, and we'd, you know, create this little world, or we'd go and play, you know, ball games, or mm-hmm. you know, or we'd just, it was all about, for me, going back to thinking about what it was in my childhood that makes me smile as an adult now, and recreating that in my adult life in any way that I can, in the most simple ways. And even just by thinking back to it and remembering it and being in that sort of headspace of where you are when you're remembering these things and bringing it into your world, that's recreating that moment, recreating that imagination mm-hmm. in your life. So mm-hmm. you're reconnecting to that energy of the imagination and that flow of mm-hmm. creation. So. Yeah,
you know, what that reminds me of is when I was little, my mom would read me a story, and then she would ask me what would happen next. So that
yes.
would really have me using, I'd be like, what do you mean? You know, but then now I see what she was doing, was she was having me really use my energy of creativity and just imagination, so I could really start coming up with different scenarios and ideas. And so, you know, instead of her just reading me a book, which I used to love her to do, but now it's more about engaging and being more interactive. So that kind of reminded me of that. And
definitely. That's like when I do my workshops with the kids, and I sit there, and I'm meant to be the storyteller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there, and I'm talking to them, and I'm just giving them cues, and half the time I'm saying, okay, and, you know, what happens next? And they're telling me the story, and I feel like I'm being entertained rather than
mm-hmm.
like they're, they're really there using their imagination, and they really work off each other, and all together in this group of 10 to 12 kids, they're creating this world,
mm-hmm.
and it's so fascinating.
We can learn so much from them. It's so amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that.
And I wanted to ask Jenny real quick, what, you know, if there are any little things that you could share about how maybe someone who has shut off their, well, they think they've shut off their imagination, how they can kind of awaken that and reactivate that.
Yeah, I've noticed that the simpler And the small to begin, it seems to really resonate because there's a lot of resistance. They're like, well, I don't have time for that. Or, I mean, I'm saying with the people that I work with, or, no, I can't do that, or that's silly, or I'm not really good at drawing. Like, that's usually the first resistance step.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually say, well, I triple dog dare ya. Like, and, like, that's usually when people are like, well, you know, and, like, my kid loves that, too. She's like, really? And it becomes, like, a game, you know. And then there's a lighter energy around it. And a couple examples that I did with a group, actually, a corporate group, was I had them all individual, like, create a secret handshake. And they had to do that secret handshake with that person every single day.
Oh, my God, I love it.
That is so much fun.
They were like, what? Like, they didn't. And I'm like, I want you to, you're going to do this for a month. And every single time you see that person, you have to do it. And that, what happened is that they would just laugh. You know,
they
saw that person and do it.
That is so genius. I love it.
I love that.
So I found, like, those kinds of things, like, that simple, like, it's so ridiculous that it's great. You know, that we can all resonate with, like, secret handshake, you know, and then it's done. It kind of, it's like 1 minute out of your day where you get that joy and that imagination and that spontaneity and that play and, you know, and then building upon that. I also really love sitting with someone that I love or my kid or my friend and be like, wow, what do you imagine your life being? Or what do you want to do tomorrow? What would you always want to do? Like, same thing, like in inspiring through dialogue. If you know, if you did that, how else would you have done it? Because it's like when we take our life, we think that was the only way, and it's like looking back instead of going, oh my God, why did I do it that way? It's like, wow, note to self, how, imagine another possibility, and next time, you know, how would I do it again?
Mm.
It's sort of like looking at your life as a play and like each scene of it and going, oh, okay, well, if I were going to redirect, next time, next scene, this is how I'm going to imagine it looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talk a lot about, you know, engaging your partner, your husband, your wife, your child with imagination questions.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just invokes.
Because sometimes it means that. It invokes a dialogue of living in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it invokes a space where it's okay to talk like that. I feel we need permission.
Yes, and I'm, you know, your daughter is so blessed. I mean, just to have such a mom who, just as I was blessed, you know, just asking these questions and giving them, you know, kind of the room to expand and kind of use their amazing imagination. And what a gift that is. And now our audience now has this gift of having, you know. I'm going to try that handshake thing. I really love that. I'm going to, like,
yeah.
I want to find somebody, and I want to, like, you know, teach them and we get together, and that would be awesome. I love it. Like, I took
that makes,
it.
That makes two of us. I'm in for the handshake, too. That's fantastic.
It's amazing. And so,
I love it.
Now, we have a few more minutes. I just wanted to get some important things across. So, Rose, I wanted to ask you, I know you've created a business that, you know, focuses around inspiring children to play and use their imagination. How has that personally affected you?
Wow. You know what? It's completely changed the way I see the world. My eyes, the way I used to look at the world and the way that I see the world now, it's everything's just so illuminated and so much fun, you know. Life is amazing.
It really is.
If anything, my sort of goal in creating my business to inspire kids to play and just be kids again rather than being stuck in front of video games all the time and not getting outside and things like that. My goal in doing that was to really inspire them to create and to have a really positive outlook on the world and to create their reality into such a fun and magical environment. But do you know what?
What's that?
Instead of me being a role model as such for them, it's kind of switched around.
Wow.
So Every weekend, every week, every day that I'm at play, because it's not really work, it's play, I am just always so inspired by them to really use my imagination and to really create. And they have taught me so much about life and about the world and about really just enjoying every single moment and doing what makes your heart sing. And in each moment, you know, if it feels right, then run with it. If it makes your heart sing, then run with it. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah, and it's so funny. The other day, we were chatting, and you mentioned, oh, I have to get to work. I have to create 40 magical wands. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how fun is that? I'm going to come and create 40 magical wands. Like, it's just so amazing. You know, like, oh, wow.
Right. I was sitting down that day actually that we were making fairy and wizard wands, and I thought about that conversation. I thought, wow, I'm so blessed. Like, I get to sit down and paint wands and put sparkles on them and tell stories and just really play for a whole 3 hours. And that's what's classified as my work.
And I just want to tell everyone, Rose is like an amazing artist. Like, if you see her artwork and even just the painting that she does, she paints on children's, you know, face, and it's just amazing. It's like something that it's almost otherworldly. I just wanted to tell you that, Rose.
Thank you.
So
that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Welcome. And, you know, at the end, I definitely want to make sure that we get people to check that out, so that if there are people in your location, or I know you're going to Hawaii soon, so people tuning in, if they, you know, want their children to have a little party or put something together and maybe a workshop, then they can definitely, you know, connect with you, because you are definitely doing that in big ways.
Yes, and coloring the world with love.
Yes, and rainbows.
And rainbows.
I love it. And Jenny, I wanted to ask you, I know you have an amazing method that you chatted with me about. It's called the play word method. Can you share a little more about that with our listeners and how they can, you know, find out about that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I love the wands. I'm still, like, imagining myself painting wands. I'm in La La Land doing that. So
sparkle.
Okay, come back. I created the method because I found in working with different groups that it was very challenging for me personally to define play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being asked repeatedly, like, well, I don't know how to play, or what is play, and it wasn't until recently I went through a very challenging 3 or 4 years personally, where I realized there were steps for me that helped me look at the challenge differently. And for me now, I've rediscovered that, you know, life is not against me. I'm playing with it. Mm. And how can I play with it more? So I can feel. The first step is to feel. The second step is to accept what is. The third step is to shift it, and then the fourth step is to play it. So it's really about, for me, it was about, I'm going to feel what this feels like fully, and then I'm going to accept it for what it is, and then I'm going to shift my perspective on this play that I'm involved in right now and see the bigger picture and see if there are lessons in this play that, you know, as hard as it is or as easy as it is, to really digest. And then I'm going to play from there. And for me, the method really solidified how to use play in all times of life, and all in the good and the bad, you know, how we label each one. But it's all a play. Mm-hmm. And it's really about holding a space for the bigger picture of what we're meant to be playing with, and not being so caught up in our feelings.
Mm.
But, you know, I feel that for me, I was so uncomfortable allowing myself to feel anyways. So that first step was really challenging for me, you know. I didn't want to feel pain, or I didn't want to feel grief, or, you know, I didn't want to feel anger. These were all bad. So I think play is also about giving yourself permission to play in all of it. And as my daughter says, it's, you know, every emotion is a color of the rainbow, and without a color, it's not a rainbow. So, you know, and I'm
Your
really,
daughter
like,
said oh, that?
Yeah, she's five.
Wow.
Daughter five, she said, that is like...
I was like, got it. That's true. Okay.
Wow.
She's still learning.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. I need a
Yeah.
deal. Sure.
Yeah, and so that's what the method's all about, is to be whole and to play with the wholeness of what we are. And Rose, I agree. I mean, I really truly believe children are here to teach us, and it's really about us allowing that and not resisting it and embracing them for what they're here to teach, because they're extraordinary.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
extraordinary.
Yes.
I mean, they really have a lot to say to us, and it's about going, got it. We don't have to know all the answers as adults.
Yeah. So, well, I just wanted to say, you know, we must wrap up soon, but I did want to make sure that if you have any upcoming events, Jenny, or any how people can check you, you know, learn about you, learn more about your method, where can they go to do that?
They can, I triple dog dare them. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, I triple dog dare them.
They can go to my website, which is playward, W-A-R-D, playward.com. And there's all the information's on that site.
Perfect. And do you have any upcoming events that we should kind of guide them to quickly, or something coming up?
We're actually going to be running trainings to teach the PlayWard method for anyone that wants to facilitate or be certified in being a trainer, and that's going to be next year in January 2012.
Perfect.
And there's going to be more information on the site.
Awesome. And anyone, you know, right now tuning in, if you know, you're feeling called for that, you know, check her website out. And I'm just so honored, Jenny, that you are on the show. And I'm just knowing that, I mean, what you're doing is just fantastic. Just the energy of play and remind, I mean, that's just, to me, it's probably one of the most spiritual and sacred things. So thank you for doing that. And Rose as well, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being present. It's beautiful. Thank you.
And Rose, I want to make sure to have people know where they can find you. So do you have a website or anything where people can learn about your work?
Yeah, my website is www.rainbowkids.com.au, and you can see all my painting work and lots of fun that we have in our fairy and wizard workshops on there. And you can also find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/rainbowkidshq. And that's my page there, where I upload when I'm traveling around the world and painting faces and bodies and having lots of fun.
Yes. And, you know, if anyone, you know, right now listening in, is it Melbourne? Is that?
Yes, no?
Melbourne,
Australia.
Or Kauai.
Yeah, or Kauai.
Yes, I know you're going to be going there. So definitely check out her website and her work. She, you know, it's will blow you away. So definitely, I mean, if anything, just go look at the pictures. They're amazing. So, all right, well, we are running out of time. Once again, I just wanted to say thank you, a heartfelt thank you. And you are both welcome anytime to come back and, you know, we can play again.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to jump right into today's healing session. So just go ahead and I invite you to take a deep breath in, close your eyes. Good, and just breathe out. Very good. Take another deep breath in, breathing in that oxygen, that chi energy all around you. And release. Very good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and gently release. So we're going to be using applied quantum physics, and if you'd like to learn about the specifics, you can check out my website, magnifiedmanifesting.com, and the modality that we're using is core energy therapy. So I think you're going to really enjoy this. So, and if you're energy sensitive, you might feel different sensations in the body. A little cooling or heat. Some people feel heat in the hands or in the face. So it will be unique to you. Sometimes you'll feel really relaxed and loopy, and sometimes you might just feel like the mind is racing. So it's all good. It's all divine, exactly as it needs to be for you. So no judgment. We're just going to allow it to be just as it is. And it's not really about what you feel today. It's about how it begins showing up in your experience over the next hours, days, weeks, months ahead. All right? So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? And the energy that we're working with is that unconditional love energy. It's that life force energy that runs through you, through me, through the flowers, through the plants, the trees, the animals, the earth, the universe, everything. It's that universal energy. Okay, and it has no personality. It just is, so that from this space we can create, you know, it's that realm of infinite possibility. We can create from the invisible to the visible. All right, so since the theme today has been all about fun and play, the first thing that I feel that is just so important to experiencing more fun and play is really connecting with our imagination, our ability to use our imagination and giving ourselves permission to work with it again. So can we have the universe give you the highest understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of what the imagination is and make yours the same as the universe? Good. Anytime you might have unconsciously or consciously felt that the imagination, it was silly to use it or it was childish, you know, things like that, can we show you all the lessons from that, and then can we go ahead and release those patterns now? Good. In fact, can we show you that it is absolutely amazing and powerful and a gift to use your imagination and give you the inner knowing of what will happen now that you know this? Good. Can we show you how to give yourself permission to work and play with your imagination and show you what will happen when you do? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And can we have the universe clear any blocks keeping you from playing and connecting with that energy of play, especially as an adult? Can we go ahead and do that? Good. Can we have the universe show you, give you an inner knowing of the importance of play and what will happen when you connect with that energy of play? Good. Take a deep breath in, and can we download you with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like to connect with that energy of play? Very good. Take a deep breath in and release. In fact, can we show you how much more you will expand and grow and attract in your life all those blessings and desires that you want to experience when you give yourself time to play and make time to play? Can we show you that now? Good. Can we make it so that the universe assists you in making it a priority for you to play and show you what will happen when you do? And any other excuses, because sometimes we create excuses, oh, I have to work, oh, I have to do this, you know, any excuses that you're creating that is still preventing you from playing and choosing to play, can we go ahead and start releasing those excuses now? Excellent. Can we raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily anchor in these transformations now? Can we show you that you're worthy and deserving of these transformations that you have created? Good. And can we call back all your energy right here and right now so that you feel grounded and anchored back into this present moment? Alrighty. So take a deep breath in and release. Very good. Excellent. So just notice what comes up for you in these coming days and weeks, and just really be gentle with yourself as you move through, you know, the energies of what's going on in general on the planet. Just really being in that space of gratitude and service and compassion really, really will help allow these shifts and transformations that we've created today to move more quickly. All right, so I am so looking forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks. I'm going to be introducing very soon a Ask Emmanuel. Pretty much the whole hour will be your questions, and I'll kind of will share those on air. And we will, you know, I'll share my insights with you on that. And if you have any questions about the healing you received, check out magnifiedmanifesting.com. And also, if you want to receive any of the archives or any of the free healings that I offer, please check out miraclecaferadio.com. All right, see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.